feed inflation, producer price index jumps a full year record high 9.7%. By John Carney on January 13, 2022. Businesses saw the prices of goods they sell rise a record 9.7% in 2021, the fastest full-year increase in prices in records going back to 2010. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its producer price index rose 0.2 percentage points in December. That's a slowdown from November, when prices rose 1%, and October, when prices rose 0.6 percentage points. The 12-month increase in producer price inflation of 9.7% was also lower than a revised 9.8% increase for the 12 months ending in November. However, the government uses the December-to-December change for the yearly increase, and on that basis the 9.7% rise was the fastest annual jump on record, far above the 0.8% increase in 2020 and the 1.4% rise in 2019. The producer price index measures prices from the point of view of sellers, in contrast with the better zero-known consumer price index's focus on what households pay for goods and services they purchase. The two indexes tend to move in the same direction, although they can diverge from time to time. The PPI has been indicating more inflation than the CPI through most of the current surge. The headline numbers report final demand prices, goods and services sold to businesses, households, and governments for personal consumption, capital investment, public use, or export. The CPI rose 7% from December 2020 to December 2021, the highest such inflation rate since 1982. Core PPI inflation, which excludes food, energy, and trade services, rose 0.4% in December following a 0.8% increase in November. Core prices are up 6.9% since December 2020. The index for final demand goods moved down 0.4% in December, the first decrease since April of 2020. This was led by a 3.3% decline in energy prices and a 0.6% decline in food prices. Excluding food and energy, the prices of goods rose 0.5%. The Associated Press contributed to this report.